We're doing Be'avat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Tzadi in the Zeligman edition. We're holding in the footnote. U'madimshani agmara lo nitzcha lezaken meino lefi chvodo. The Talmud, as we saw earlier, discusses why do I need a verse to indicate that one should do these different acts of kindness, go to a funeral, bury the dead, etc. Gam ken merumaz bikaze. So this idea that the Talmud says, I need the verse to teach me, even if it's someone older, that it's beneath his honor, it's undignified for him to be dealing with these things. Nonetheless, he has a mitzvah to do these acts of kindness, and that too is alluded to in the verse. Kai al mai dekama Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom mitchila. Because what was Jethro telling Moshe? Moshe initially sat down. There's a long line of people to ask him questions. His father-in-law, Yisro, comes in and says, what you doing? And Moshe answers, Ki avo elai ha'am nidrosh elokim. The nation's all standing in line because they're coming to seek out God. And then they ask me questions. And then, vodati et chukei ha'elokim v'torotav. I can answer them and let them know the statutes of God and His rules, His Torah. Votan ha'anashim bevadayim talmidei chachamim. Now, undoubtedly, the people waiting in line were learned people. Nonetheless, Jethro said, why don't you set up a court system? And in that way, you'll teach them. So you see, that verse that says, you will teach them, and you will instruct them, and in that verse we learn it's telling us you'll instruct them how to be kind people. Who is that talking about? That's also talking about the learned people, the older people, the people who are waiting online to ask you questions, even though they're learned. They too have a mitzvah to help their fellow men. Now, the Rif and the Rosh, that are halachic commentaries, they quote this passage. Veteimali, and the Chafetz Chaim says, I don't understand. Amai lo etiku ha-maskana digmara, de'afilu zaken ve'no lefi chvodo chayav baze. Why didn't they also copy down the Gemara's conclusion that even someone older, that it's beneath their dignity, nonetheless, they have a mitzvah to deal in the mitzvahs of kindness. Nechol sheken neshitat ha-rosh desover di've'al me'linyan ha-veda ish isur b'saken ve'no lefi chvodo, haya lo le'ashmenu de'vaze shani. Certainly the Rosh, who holds that an older person doesn't have to deal with a lost object that's beneath his dignity. You know, he's walking down the street, he sees a lost key. So now he's going to start running around, getting a piece of paper, putting up signs. You don't expect seeing a 75-year-old dealing with such things. If it's something important to someone, it's a car key. So you understand, he'll take the time to help someone. If it's something negligible, like a simple pen, something that costs 3 shekel, 5 shekel, or a magazine, there are things that are, it's beneath a person's dignity. He wouldn't ordinarily be seen carrying such things. So the Rosh holds that then he doesn't have the mitzvah to return the lost object. You have that very often. You have all kinds of magazines that are normal, regular magazines. And today, normal, regular magazines have all kinds of immodest pictures. So you could have someone who ordinarily wouldn't be seen with such a magazine in his hand. And then he's sitting on a bus and he sees that right next to him, someone forgot that magazine. Again, it could be the New York Times, but you know the New York Times has immodest pictures too. So we have a discussion in Talmud. Does he have a responsibility to do the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda? And the Rosh understands that no, he does not. So then the Rosh certainly should have pointed out that when it comes to the other mitzvahs of kindness that we're learning about here, there he does indeed have the obligation to perform. You could tell me when it comes to visiting the sick, so the Rosh already mentioned it in Tractate Nidarim, that you have to visit the sick, even if there's a slight chance that you'll become slightly ill by it. But he says, I don't know why they left out this concept that an elder, that it's beneath his dignity, nonetheless has to deal with visiting the sick or burying the deceased, etc. And he concludes and says, maybe they relied on what they wrote in Ksubos, Over there, the Talmud tells us that Rabbi Yehuda Brebi Eloi, he's the Rabbi Yehuda we encounter throughout the Shas. Every time you read Rabbi Yehuda in Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yehuda Brebi Eloi. Shayam Vatilta Mutra Latzat Amet. The Talmud over there says he would stop his learning to accompany the deceased, to go to a funeral. V'hainu lilvaya v'chol sheken nikvura gufa du'etze mitzvat asei. If he'd stop his learning to go to a funeral, certainly he'd stop his learning to bury the deceased. That's the prime mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda lo mizikneh adoraya. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda did that, he was an elder. It would seem beneath his dignity to go to the funeral of anyone who just read a little bit of Chumash and Mishnah. Think about it, the average balabas, the average guy in shul, so he has the great sage Rabbi Yehuda coming to his funeral, and yet the Talmud says he took from his time to attend. So maybe that's why the Rush didn't bother mentioning it here, because technically he already covered it in Tractate Ksubos, when he mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda Brebi Eloi would bother going to funerals of even regular, ordinary Jews who learned Torah and Mishnah. So that's the bottom line of the Mishnah Brura, that even elders, according to the Rush and the Rif and his learning of the Gemara, would have to go to funerals and assist when possible with burying the deceased.